We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
Our habits change so quickly. You know, I've always read these books, you know, 21 days to change your life, you know, but we're now 21 plus weeks into the pandemic. And I believe the trends we're seeing today are permanent. They're stamped. How we live at home, how we work at home, how we eat, when we go out, how we do takeout, what we use stores for. They fundamentally changed and they all get cemented in the fall because the rhythm of life is about the kids. You know, you can't change a lot. And so now all these habits we've built over the last 21 weeks are being imprinted in our behavior, I really believe.
Welcome to Retail Gets Real, where we talk with retail's most fascinating leaders about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. In January at Retail's Big Show, we spoke with Enjoy Technology Incorporated CEO Ron Johnson about his journey establishing the mobile retail startup that reproduces the in-store experience in the comfort of customers' homes. When the pandemic hit, personal shopping experiences were impacted as retailers prioritized social distancing and the health and safety of employees and consumers. Today, we're bringing Ron back. We want to restart the conversation and learn how the Enjoy experience has changed since the start of the pandemic, as well as how retailers can continue to deliver personal and memorable experiences at a time when it matters most. Ron, welcome back to Retail Gets Real.
Well, it's great to hear from you again, and it's a pleasure to be back.
Well, it's great to have you back. And Sarah Rand, my colleague, my co-host, and my friend. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm getting a colleague, co-host.
Yeah, kind of making up a new word.
Co-host. I don't know. Whatever it is. But anyway, it's great to have you back as well. Ron, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's been a change in lifestyle. You know, after 5 decades working in the retail industry, it's all new again. Yeah. And navigating that is one of the things I enjoy. I love change. I love trying to imagine what's next. And so this has been a really interesting time intellectually and from a leadership perspective.
How do you think retail is responding? I mean, we of course talk with our retail members every single day. Do you think they've done a pretty good job?
Well, I don't think. How do you judge? Nobody's had this experience before. I think the key, though, when you look back, was the ability to stay open, to stay in the game. The moment you got out of the game, it became hard to get back. Right. And so the essential, the people that were deemed essential, Target, Walmart, grocery stores, look at how they're flourishing and how they've adapted their model to the times.
Right.
The people that shut down department stores and others, malls, they're really having trouble getting back on their feet. And that's because they haven't adapted their models. And then the second thing is our habits change so quickly. You know, I've always read these books, you know, 21 days to change your life, you know. But we're now 21 plus weeks into the pandemic. And I believe the trends we're seeing today are permanent. They're stamped. How we live at home, how we work at home, how we eat. When we go out, how we do takeout, what we use stores for, they fundamentally changed. And they all get cemented in the fall because the rhythm of life is about the kids. You know, right. You can't change a lot. And so now all these habits we've built over the last 21 weeks are being imprinted in our behavior, I really believe.
What are some of the behaviors that you think retailers should be paying, the now permanent behaviors that you think retailers should be paying most attention to?
The single biggest change from the pandemic, when we look back 20 years from now, will be how we work. 53% of Americans are working from home right now. You know, almost everyone in a white-collar job is working from home. And nobody's in a hurry to get back. It's working. Now, there are some trade-offs, but fundamentally, it's working. So then you got to ask the question, if people are home all day, how does that change what you do? Well, obviously, they don't have to go to stores. The store can come to them. They can do online ordering. They're going to do different things. So I think that's the biggest change. But I think what's happened is we basically accelerated the trends we've seen forever in retail, 5 to 10 years in 5 months, right? So the tired malls, the tired stores, people are going to them less. They're going to much less, right? And so we're seeing the malls get closed and people leaving. We've seen that the companies that didn't have great balance sheets, the companies that had lost favor with customers that I like to say retired, are going away. The J. Crews, the J.C. Penney's, the shopping malls, the number of Macy's stores closing. So just accelerated trends. The winners are winning. The Targets, the Amazons, the Walmarts, the new brands that have energy are accelerating, And so I just think we moved, it's like we moved 5 years ahead of time overnight. And you end up with, it's actually good for people, right? There were way too many retail choices, right? Now I got my relationship with Target. I can order online. It can come to me. I can pick it up at the store. I can run in. It's a great experience. And so the winners are winning. The losers have lost in many ways.
I think that one of the things that, to your point, I mean, the consumer has changed so much in terms of experimenting now with things that they never would have done before. I personally, when I go to the grocery store, I like to go to the grocery store because I know exactly what I want, where I want it, and I'm in, I'm out, and I'm fine. Well, it got to where I didn't want to go to the grocery store. And so being able to order online and pick up curbside, I tried it the first time. I don't know that I'll ever go back into a grocery store.
Right. Well, because if you think about it, a grocery store is like a warehouse where we do the picking.
Right.
Why do we want to do that work? Now we might want groceries now. We might want a great choice of groceries, but, the work is going away. So what online digital, the digital era entered in was extraordinary convenience with broad selection without an experience. But it really was convenient, right? It simplified the work of shopping for customers. And so when we're in a store now, we're running around looking for something, we kind of ask them, why am I doing this? I should have just gone online. And once you do that a few times, you change your behavior to a more convenient alternative, like you described.
One of the things that you said, and you've been in retail for a long time, you've been a retail leader, and you've seen this firsthand, and it has really impressed me. When you look at all of these technologies and all of these consumer-facing new things that are going on in these stores or by these retailers, that would normally take 2 to 3 years. You would roll it out slowly. You test it in the test store. You do it in a region, and then you'd slowly bring it to the entire brand. Now, they just bring it to the brand. Let's get it done. Let's create this app, and we're just going to create this concierge service. And every store is going to have it. It's pretty amazing. And will we ever go back to that, let's test it and let's retry it and refine it and redo it, and then maybe we can get this thing introduced in 2 years?
Yeah, I think there will be testing and data. That's really been a big thing here in the Valley for years. But you don't have time to test when there's a crisis. You've got to make the bold moves. And the companies that made the bold moves are the ones who won. And so I do think you need to rely on your instinct. I've always believed that. And in a crisis, that's when leadership, matters. But what's interesting about retail, and I think, is we forget that you can have a great retail business with lower traffic. Okay? So in the industries I've watched, conversion rates are pretty low. You think of an apparel specialist. 1 out of 4 people buy something, 3 out of 4 are browsing. So in today's world, we're not browsing as much. We're using the internet to figure out what we want to buy. But when I go to a store, I'm very purposeful. Walmart has talked about their average dollars per transaction way up while traffic's down, right? So you got to design a store for less traffic. But that means you need less employees. But you can make money on lower traffic if you figure out how to convert that traffic you have. And so people going to stores now are very intentional about wanting to buy something. They're not just going for fun. They're going with a mission, right? And so I think we just have to think about the world having changed. Lower traffic. I need higher touch. Better experiences. I don't need to design a store for a volume of people to get through. I need to design a store to engage really powerfully and positively every chance I get, right? And that's what we did at the Apple Store years ago. It was all about engagement. It was about connecting with a person or getting your hands on a product, because that's why people came. It wasn't about masses. It was about personal. And then the stores got busy and it became hard. That's what it was. That's what Enjoy is. Enjoy is designed to provide deep engagement in the comfort of your home, right? It's that idea that the world's going digital, more and more is being delivered to me. There are products for which I want convenience, which is Amazon, Target, et cetera. But there's products I need more that I used to go to the store for. And what if I could deliver that experience, the entire retail experience, in the comfort of your home? I wouldn't have all that expense of lease and maintenance and build outs and amortization and security, but I would focus on that moment of truth where the customer and the employee interact, right? Right. And peeling that away actually provides a really amazing experience.
Can you talk a little bit about how Enjoy adapted to the time of COVID? How are you keeping your employees and your customers safe? How are, you know, your employees go into your customers' homes and are sitting them with them, looking at devices and making sure everybody understands how things work and that they do work. But you have to balance that against social distancing. How does that work?
Sarah, that's a great, you know, it's actually been easier than we thought. You know, so when the shutdown happened in March in California, we shut down all service across the country for 3 days. We said, we got 3 days to reinvent what we do. And we realized it's springtime. I can do everything in the great outdoors that I can do in the home. People have property. People have porches, right? Wi-Fi extends through the windows. So we just did outdoor experiences. So for the past 5 months, we've primarily been, you know, you make an appointment to get a new phone. We're on the way. Just find a comfortable place outdoors. I'll have get a safe distance. I'll wear a mask. I've got clean supplies. And we'll do an experience from a safe distance. We've all learned that most of it's airborne. When you're outdoors, there's less transmission, as we saw with protesters and all this stuff. And so we've been doing work outside the home. But now we're gradually going back through the door. You know, Best Buy Geek Squad has been going through the door since May, right? You just have to work at a safe distance. You've got to have masks. We put a shield on when we come through the home. You know, we can sit at the kitchen table, but be at the ends of the table. You know, so you can still have great engagement. You just have to be very thoughtful about how you do it. And our customers are loving the experience. Our NPS remains, you know, most days 90%, 92%. They love the convenience. They love the engagement. So you just have to think it through. But that's my point earlier. Stay in the game and figure it out. You got to get your employees comfortable with going through the door. You got to make sure you communicate customers in ways that they go, okay, this is safe, right? And that gets into testing, temperature checks. We've got all these procedures to make sure we keep our employees safe and we honor the customer experience. We have yet to have one known example of transmission within our employee base, employee to employee, or employee to customer in 5 months.
That is fantastic statistic. I have to ask you this question, Ron, though. I mean, because this has been, you know, talked about, which is the frustration that many of our retailers have had with the changing, the way that people are talking about the coronavirus, how to prevent the transmission of the coronavirus, the different regulations from municipal to state to federal, the guidelines that maybe one guideline in Minnesota, another guideline in Arizona, another guideline in Florida, and another guideline in Texas. Has that been a hindrance to y'all?
No, for us it hasn't, because we took the attitude. It's like when we opened the Apple stores. I remember Steve said, you can either try to tailor the store to every market. You know, what would a Chinese Apple store experience be like? Steve said, no, it was really smart. He said, people want to feel like they went to Cupertino. Not like Cupertino came to them. They want an Apple experience, right? So we took the attitude early on as a team that let's take the most stringent, safe environment, wherever that is. And it turned out it was right here in the Bay Area where we live. First shutdowns happened, all the rules about engagement. We said, let's just do that everywhere. Let's err on the side of safety and then layer in the service, right? So we take the most stringent environments and we honor those. And customers like that. Most customers want to be safe, right?
For sure.
And I know there are some people that politically are trying to make a statement about, I don't need to wear a mask, and good for them. You know, that's America. But what we do, we just honor safety. And so we simplified it by not having to worry about all the regulations. We tried at the beginning to keep up with them, and we couldn't. It was way too much work. So we said, let's just get safe and do it everywhere. And right. We applied to Canada, the UK ahead of time. because we just thought that was the right thing to do.
How are your holiday plans shaping up? Are you guys going to be making any changes, investing in any new technologies or programs?
My add to that would be not only what you're doing, but your thought about what is going to happen in this unprecedented holiday shopping time.
Oh, I'll tell you, my attitude to shopping, I'm always a contrarian. I think it's going to be a great Christmas for retail. Think about it. What's the history of November, December? It's what happens in the home. How do I decorate my home? Right? How do I create a great Christmas for my family? Do you think parents with kids struggling through this online remote education are not going to want to have the best Christmas ever for these kids? You know, buying toys, decorating the home, investing in the home. Those are the categories that really take off at holiday. Now, apparel will be tough, you know, because you won't have the parties and stuff. But people have a lot of money. They're not traveling. They're not spending money on things they formerly did, going out to dinner. But they are spending money. And so they're going to invest in making it a great time to be at home with the family. And so I think there's potential for a great Christmas. I look at my former place, Target. I mean, when toys were good, the whole store was good. Well, you can imagine there aren't that many toy retailers. Target's going to have a banner holiday. You know what I mean? And so I think people will invest to make it a great holiday this year, right? For us, our demand just continues to grow. You know, we serve the big carriers around the world, you know, like AT&T here in the U.S., well, we've got a big super cycle coming with 5G phones. People are at home. They continue to outfit their homes to work from home. The kids need tablets to do education from home. So we're lucky in the categories we're in. So we're hiring up. We're hiring 1,000 new people, 1,000 new employees worldwide. And every day I'm with our recruiting firms, our teams. How many interviews did we do yesterday? How many great people did we find? How are we doing in the Bay Area? How are we doing in Los Angeles? Our biggest challenge is getting enough people here to meet demand, quite frankly.
How is that changing from country to country? The world seems so different.
It really isn't.
Depending on where you go.
No, we're such an early... When you're early in a trend, like the mobile retail store is a new idea, right? Customers absolutely love it. And because people aren't going to the store as much, our partners understand I need to take the store to them or I lose, right? And so we just happen to be in a good place in kind of trends for where shopping's going. So we just can't hire enough people, quite frankly.
You think, you know, we've talked a little bit about this, but I'm not asking you to pull out a crystal ball, but just based on your experience, background, and expertise. We get a vaccine, it works, things begin to come back to whatever normal is in this new day. What is, if you were to look at what retail looks like post-pandemic, what is that?
You know, I think it's going to look a lot like where I live here. You know, like I go to Stanford Shopping Center. It's one of the great Simon malls. It's an outdoor place filled with experiences. It's got tons of really interesting new restaurant concepts. It's got activities you can do. It's got SoulCycle, Peloton. It's kind of got that next generation. And when I go there, I spend more time there. It's more of an experience when I go out. So I think you're going to have these kind of shopping environments in every city that do exceptionally well. And then you'll have the large, big box kind of Amazon stores. They'll be exceptionally well. We'll be using them, like you said, curbside pickup, driving by, deliver to me, periodically going in the store, right? But then all the stores that were just kind of tired, unfortunately, mom and pops that were hobbies, that were, you know, Main Street shops that you really can't quite make it work. It's a lot of work anyway. It's sort of a love of life. You can't afford to do some of those things. So we have fewer of those. We have all the tired retail has kind of gone away. That's kind of where we end up. I think luxury will be good, but I think it's going to be fewer stores, much more digital engagement, much more delivery, much more at home, that kind of stuff. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. I think, you know, the one thing that you think about is, you know, if you want to find the core of entrepreneurship, you'll find it in retail. And so where some you know, will cease to operate. Others will fill that space. I mean, and that's the exciting thing, because you look at, they'll take advantage of this new consumer or this new day in retail and find ways to meet the consumer where they want to be met, and providing the product that they want to have and delivered in the way they want to get it. So it's some are going to go away, some are going to come back. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, because people are going to shop. And the beauty is the ones that stay will thrive, because if you have 20% fewer stores and the economy grows, that 20% that went away is now going to the winners, right? So their business models get more profitable. That's why the stocks are all-time high. People bet on the survivors and move their stocks to kind of all-time highs, because you're getting ahead of it. When the economy comes back, they've got more volume. They've got better economics, and they've adapted their models in more efficient ways. So I just think you're going to have fewer, better players, and life will be simpler in many ways.
And the thing we were talking about earlier with, you know, retail accelerated in the last 6 months at unprecedented numbers, but so did consumer behavior. And so when we come back, consumers are going to be ready for it. They want to shop in all those different ways. They've, to your earlier point, they've learned how great it is to shop wherever they are.
Yeah, well, people are resilient, right? It's kind of survival instinct.
Yeah.
And so over a period of 6 months, you learn a new way to find joy, to survive, to live your life, right? And that's not going to change, because I think people actually like it. I think people are liking the amount of time they get to spend at home with their families because they're not commuting to the work. I think they're liking the freedom to be on a Zoom call, and once we learn not to get Zoom fatigue, to take a little break and take a walk. I think in many ways, people who are working from in traditional work jobs are actually really learning to enjoy this. And so it's not going to go back. It's not going to go back to the office. That'll be much more of a place you can go when you need to do your best work. I just need to be there today to have a team meeting. I need to review a sample. We'll go to the work periodically, but not ritually, right? And go to the office. I mean, here a company, Pinterest, a relatively new company, just walked away from a new office building in downtown San Francisco, spent $85 million because they just said, not going back, right? Those are the kind of decisions you're starting to see. And I think there'll be more of that. You know, it's working okay right now.
So interesting. You know? We moved into our offices just about, well, it has been, Sarah, 4 years ago. And it was the open, you know, concept, wide open concept, constructive collision or whatever I think we called it. Yeah, not so much anymore.
Not so much. But it's just the world's changed.
Yeah.
You know? But look at how people are adapting. You know?
Sure.
Even now, like everyone here, masks are a part of life. We've learned to find a comfortable mask. We've learned when to wear it, when not. We're kind of getting used to it. I think we're going to end up being, you know, it's just going to be different, but it works.
Yeah,
you know?
It's funny. The thing that I used to do when I got in the car, I was taking my wallet out. I always put it on the, and then grab it, put it in my, now it's the mask. And I'll get out of the car, I'll be walking, and I'll be like, damn, mask, forgot.
Exactly.
So I have to run back to the car. You know, I have to thank you before we get to this next segment, because I see BTech and we need to wind it up. But you've given me a phrase to describe how I shop. And I just want to thank you for that, because I've never really been able to tell people. I always have to explain. I need a blue shirt. I go into the store. I go to the shirts. I find my size. I find the blue. I pull it out. I go to the cash register. I buy it and I leave. That's how I shop. It's called purposeful shopping. I'm so excited to finally have a way to describe how I shop. So thank you, Ron. So you know this segment of the program because you've done it before. So we're going to put you through it again. But as you know, it's pretty easy. It's called Rapid Fire.
One of our favorite segments on Retail Gets Real is Rapid Fire, thanks to our sponsor, PwC.
So we're going to ask you a question, and you're just going to tell us the first thing that comes to mind. You're not going to think about it. You're just going to tell us what you think. Sarah, start us off.
Last technology you bought?
iPhone.
What was the latest book that you have read or are currently reading?
Principle-centered leadership.
Very good.
Where do you want to travel to when you can?
South of France.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I watched the first stage of the Tour de France, and it was going through the beautiful south of France, Nice, Villefranche, Beaulieu. I said, wow, that would be a great place to be.
Yeah. So what is the one thing that is always in your refrigerator?
Diet Coke.
Oh, amen.
I hate to tell you, but that's the truth. That's my coffee.
First and last app you look at every day?
Mail.
Yeah.
I'm an email guy. As you know, I get to zero inbox every morning by 7. And I still, while we have Slack at work and different things, mail's my predominant go-to thing because I read so much of the news through mail. I get New York Times, CNN, your sites. You know, I read a lot. So,
well, you can delete all those others, just read ours. So yeah. If you had one superhero power, what would that be?
I think it's to live forward, just to always be, you know, thinking what's next.
Cool. That's awesome.
You know, my mind just naturally sees what's next, I think, and instead of seeing what's now.
Cool. All right, Sarah.
What's one behavior that COVID prompted but is now permanent for you?
Slowing down. You know, I found it's easier to slow down, to take those moments of the day to not be in a hurry. And I find that allows me, instead of being always next, to be more in the present. And when you're in the present, you don't have anxiety, right? There's no fear in the present. Talking to you is easy, right? There's nothing else to think about, right? And so I think slowing down is the big change I've had. And I hope everyone gets to do that more because they have a little more time in the day.
Pretty awesome. I, you know, when you first said that, I thought you said slim down. I was like, how the hell did you do that? You're already slim. Ron, if people want to learn more about Enjoy, where do they go?
Oh, I would go to our website. We don't have a lot because we're a business-to-business company. We operate mobile stores for like AT&T. So we don't drive a lot of traffic to us. But I think the best thing is just go to our website and read about it. And then you can follow links to me maybe or something. But We're intentionally keeping this a pretty good secret, right? The last thing you want to do is bring in competition. What we do is really hard, right? So if I go out and shout, we've invented the mobile store, well, everyone will say, well, maybe I should do that for a different category. We're kind of quietly putting our heads down, building scale. But if you go to enjoy.com, you can learn about it.
All right. We'll make sure that people know how to get there, but we'll kind of shade it. We won't put it top of the page.
Exactly. Put number two story.
Ron Johnson, it's been quite the pleasure once again to have you on Retail Gets Real. Thank you for taking the time.
Yeah, my best to each of you. Have a great fall. Stay safe. Slow down. Love your family. Love your families.
Slim all down. Right. Yep. And Sarah, always wonderful to co-host with you. Thank you so much for your time as well.
Oh, thank you. Always fun.
And thank everyone out there for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. You can find more information about today's discussion and more at nrf.com. And please send your feedback and your episode ideas to podcast@nrf.com. In this time of pandemic, we close with just asking, please be safe, be well. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.